All right, welcome. It's the Fighter Pilot Professor, and I am your host, Meta. And today, we're going to be diving into what's going on in the Middle East. How did we get to the place that we are in the Middle East, sort of generally, I guess. And then we'll talk a little bit about what do I do when I don't necessarily like doing the hard thing. So hope you enjoy, and we'll dive right in. So you've heard in several episodes of this podcast me talk about blame it on the British for all of our problems in the Middle East. Or you've also heard me go back to, well, it goes back to World War One, and it's kind of complicated. And so today we're going to delve into why I say that often. So in my opinion, besides the establishment of the Israeli state in 1948, there's sort of two big events that drive a lot of the place we are in the from the Middle East perspective. And the first one is the fall of the Ottoman Empire at the end of World War One. So the Ottoman Empire controlled a huge swath of the Middle East, and then the Ottoman Empire was centered in what is now modern-day Turkey, and they controlled large parts of North Africa, Greece, the Balkans, and all the way down into the Arabian Peninsula at one point. And so, and this went on for hundreds of years, a couple hundred years, and so then at the end of World War One, though, as the Ottomans were on the side of the Germans, the British and the French in particular drove the Ottomans out of the Middle East through the Treaty of Versailles. And so the British and the French then divided up the territory that was the Middle East from the old Ottoman holdings. And they did this for a couple of reasons. One was access to trade, security of the Suez Canal, and access to parts of Central Asia through land routes instead of having to sail all the way around. And there's a lot of other political and colonial power things at play there, but that's the first big thing that happens. And you really can't understate, in my opinion, how deeply impactful the end of World War One and the fall of the Ottoman Empire are on the modern state of the Middle East, right? It's because the Ottomans had such a strong control over the area for so long, and then the British and the French came in with this colonial power move at the end of World War One. It really created a lot of havoc, in the region. The second one is the establishment of the modern state of Saudi Arabia. Sort of closely related. So this, the what is now modern Saudi Arabia was at most of the existence of the Ottoman Empire a vassal or protectorate of the Ottomans, even though they largely just controlled the peripheral parts of the peninsula for the most of their history. Nevertheless, the interior group of nomadic folks that lived on the Arabian Peninsula fought against the Ottomans with the British during World War II. This is where we get the famous Lawrence of Arabia. And so this is where the sort of the tribes, if you will, of the Arabian Peninsula start to coalesce into more or less a more unified group, independent of colonial occupiers, either the Ottomans, the British, or the French. And so the establishment of modern day Saudi Arabia happened in 1932 under the original Saud, Ibn al-Saud, and he establishes the modern kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Shortly after that, in about 1936, the Saudis discover oil, which then, now that they are an independent state, they control, the state of Saudi Arabia controls all the natural resources in the Middle East. And at the end of, or towards the end of World War II, President Roosevelt, on one of his last acts of president, actually signs an agreement with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and one of the parts of the agreement involves U.S. access to oil in the region in return for some, defense help, foreign aid, etc. Right. So this ultimately, this agreement in a lot of ways sort of ties the United States to the region as well. So now you have the British, the French, and the United States tied to the region, all in the aftermath of World War I and then in towards the end of World War II. And that really sets up the stage that brings us to what we talked about in some earlier episodes of the establishment of Israel as an independent state. And then you see states fight for their independence from the colonial powers, namely Britain and France, in North Africa and in the Middle East, all in the 1960s. And this then leads to a lot of the conflicts that we bring ourselves to in modern times. So hopefully that it helps. I know it's pretty complicated, but in my opinion, right, it goes all the way back to that critical fall of the Ottoman Empire at the end of World War I in 1918. Hope you enjoy, and keep sending me your questions. All right, so this question actually comes to me from my wife, and it's sort of a related question to some of the things we talked about before, which is, you know, the aligning of values and stuff. And our question is essentially like, well, how do I do things that are hard that I don't like? Right. She's like, I know these things align with my values and I want to do this, but you know, it's not fun. And that's fair, right? Like a lot of the things that you're going to do if you want to achieve goals are hard. That's what, you know, that's why goals are important, because you have to keep them in sight at the end, because you're going to have to do some hard things along the way. And so, you know, we talked about that value alignment in order to help you do that. But invariably, there's some hard stuff and things that you don't like to do, right? Like get on the treadmill instead of eat cookies or whatever, right? That's kind of the crux of it, right? So the short answer is there's a lot of books and science out there on habit pattern building, right? But the short answer is, I have to take it in small chunks, right? Obviously, if I try to dive off into something huge that I don't like, and then doing this really hard big thing confirms that I don't like doing that really hard big thing. So I have to sort of break it up into chunks, right? And that makes it the easiest to digest, right? So if you go to the gym the first time and you try to lift all the weights in the gym on the first day, then obviously you're going to wake up the next morning and not be able to touch your ears with your arms or whatever. And so you're not going to want to go back, or you may even hurt yourself, right? And that'll definitely set you back, right? So you have to sort of take it in chunks and start slow and sort of ease yourself into it. And then we've talked a little bit about this as well. In fact, in the first episode, we talked about giving yourselves rewards, right? Give yourself time off, take time to enjoy yourself and that kind of stuff, right? So that's the other way, sort of break it up as you go along. So take these little chunks, take a break, take some more chunks, take a break, right? And then eventually what will happen is, even though you don't like it, you'll start to develop a habit of doing that thing, right? And habits are huge. And really the problem of overcoming hard things in a lot of cases is developing the habit that allows you to overcome that hard thing, right? So I have to develop the habit and I have to make it so it's worth my while of doing it, right? Breaking it up, giving yourself some rewards, et cetera. And eventually what will happen is you'll sort of trick yourself into doing the habit, and breaking the habit will become harder than actually the thing that you're doing, right? So running on the treadmill, for example, breaking the habit of running on the treadmill, once I've established that habit over the course of weeks and frankly months, by breaking it up into small groups and giving myself time off and making it enjoyable as much as I can, will eventually serve as like, and I'm going to do this no matter what. And that breaking of the habit is actually harder than the doing of the thing itself. Hopefully that helps. Hope you enjoyed it. And again, keep sending me the things that you want to talk about. All right, so there we go. Another episode of The Fighter Pilot Professor in the books. Hope you enjoyed it, and keep shooting your questions. There's no end to the things that I would like to talk about, but I really want to know what you guys want to talk about. So subscribe, as it were, to this podcast, shoot me notes, check me out on YouTube, and let me know what you want to talk about. I want to hear what you have to say. Have a good one.